You ever wonder what cops say about us when they don't think they're being recorded?
I'm shooting them. I need some paid vacation.
That's what I'm saying. If anyone of them gets it, it's the tall dude.
You know what I mean?
So this cop just threatened to murder somebody that he swore to protect and serve. I think we need to talk about this.
But here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
And here's the deal.
So here's the deal.
And here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
Because here's the deal.
Here's the deal. Either give me your ID or you go to jail. How about that?
Catch me outside. How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
Here's the deal.
This is a Mazda heading south on Three Points Road.
There's no way to express how important this video is. We're told today that we have a systemic racism problem in law enforcement today. While some may have feelings of superiority over others because of the color of their skin, the problem that far outshadows the lamestream media's incessant promotion of race-baiting propaganda is authoritarianism. It's the idea that a man or woman in uniform believes that they have more rights than others to the point where they think they can get away with committing crimes under the color of law. And oftentimes, they do get away with it. While this video is old, dating back to April 8th, 2018, it's highly instructive. Because having the ability to listen to what police say when they think they're not being recorded is the best insight we have into the state of policing and police culture today. And this video reveals that our society's present worries and outrage at the ease with which cops violate, harass, kidnap, cage, and kill non-cops are quite well placed. One bad apple does spoil the whole bunch if the other apples continue to defend and conceal that bad apple within, which automatically makes those who choose to be silent just as bad. Until police officers themselves have no tolerance for their fellow officers' misconduct and criminal attitudes, all Americans and everyone in the world who encounters a law enforcement officer will continue to be unsafe in their presence. In this video, Officer David Miller of the LaSalle Police Department in LaSalle, Colorado, pulled over Hell's Angels member Anthony Mills on April 8, 2018, supposedly for speeding. Officer Miller then turned the traffic stop into an hour-long detention, calling a dozen other officers from five different police departments to also respond because he, in his words, loves, quote, getting to F with a Hell's Angel. On the scene, officers can be heard checking with one another as they arrive that everyone's body cam is off. Next, the cops begin sharing stories with one another of violent things that they had each done to bikers and members of motorcycle clubs. The topic then turned to various motorcyclists the officers had tased or attempted to tase. One officer describes how he had almost tased a guy off a motorcycle while the motorcycle was in motion and had a passenger riding on it. And because these people are sick and twisted psychopaths, laughter ensues. Officer Miller then announced to the group that if Mr. Mills did anything he didn't like, quote, I'm shooting him. Then he proceeds to tell his fellow officers, I need some paid vacation. It's got to be noted that no officer attempts to step up to condemn this evil threat of violence, probably because every power-tripping officer wants to continue to enjoy the benefits of their qualified immunity, where they can always get away with not only legalized crimes, but outright attempts at murder. They know that they're covered by the state and the thin blue line fraternal order of police cult, so they speak and act with impunity. And they probably also know in the back of their minds that they too, many times before, have issued threats of violence and have done violent things. Thankfully, unbeknownst to the other cops, Officer Miller had failed to deactivate his body cam at the beginning of the stop. So all this was recorded.
Hey guys, go ahead and check your bikes. Outstanding. How you guys doing this evening?
Good.
Good. Officer Miller, South PDA. The reason I pulled you guys over, you're going way too fast.
I have no problem holding these motherfuckers till Greeley gets down here.
What?
I have no problem holding these motherfuckers till Greeley gets down here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Hell's Angels jacket, so yeah. Yeah, I was like, give me, well, anytime we deal with these guys, we call in code, so.
All right, we'll just keep talking to them while you do what you gotta do.
Yeah, all right. You want to let maybe Platteville and any agencies to Boulder know while I start scratching, that'd be great.
Probably just shot out and caught 85 straight out then.
Yeah. And ran into me.
I guess Greeley's probably not going to come down here.
Oh, fuck, yes, they are.
When? After we cut them loose?
No, no, I told them we're holding them here until they get here. Get your ass down here.
So,
I'm good. I mean, we get to fuck with H. I almost chased a guy off a motorcycle. He tried to go around me. He was a little slowed down, so I was going to tase him, but he had a passenger on the bike of the bike, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, if either one of them gets it, it's the tall dude.
I'm shooting them. I need some paid vacation.
That's what I'm saying. If anyone of them gets it, it's the tall dude.
You know what I mean?
No one has body cams, right?
We do, but they're off. Okay. Listen, you do what you got to do. I will wait till you're done before I go serve them their summons. So you
let me talk to the tall guy real quick, and I'm sure, like I said, he's going to tell me to pound sand, and then we'll just all get out of here, okay?
Well, one of them, they're going to be riding bitch because I'm taking one of their bikes.
Hey, sucks to be him.
Yeah, and not only that, but I get to go through his whole bike, through his bags and everything, because I got to inventory that shit.
Mr. Mills attained an attorney from the Life and Liberty Law Office to sue the officers and their agencies in federal court for their violations of his civil rights on April 6, 2020. Just a few months later, on September 9th, the case was settled following the agencies paying Mr. Mills $25,000 and Officer Miller writing Mr. Mills a letter of apology. Officer Miller has since resigned from the department, and he was probably welcomed with open arms by another department, because that's usually the way it works. Some might write off incidents like these as isolated instances of unprofessionalism, but they're not near that innocuous. When police officers openly discuss with one another their disdain for one group of people that they are sworn to serve and protect, and make jokes about killing those people for paid vacation leave, they normalize police misconduct and murder. Cop jokes about some lives not mattering inevitably fosters a culture of police officers who are much more willing to pull the trigger on those same lives later. What we've got here is a fictitious media-manufactured race problem in this country. Our real problem is people like Officer Miller, who believes he's better than the rest of us and wouldn't think twice about taking your life or the lives of your loved ones. Because that's how power trippers think.
Guys, thanks for watching my video. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to this channel, hit the bell notification icon, give it a thumbs up, share it with everybody you know, and don't forget to subscribe to my private email list through my website, highimpactflix.com. Remember, the price of freedom is and always will be eternal vigilance. And indifference to this notion is the means by which the people have and will secure their own oppression. I'll see you guys in the next video.